We're halfway through March. The madness has begun with basketball, and every Monday we talk sports with our friend the ump, Vin Cerullo. How's it going, Vin? A lot going on in the basketball world.
Yeah, it sure is, Kevin. Good to see you once again here at the station. And basketball, NCAA now is the hot topic, so let's jump right in, starting with local Fairfield University. The men's team didn't fare too well. They lost in their conference championship to St. Peter's 63-68. They had a great season, compiling a 22-12 record. The Lady Stags fared much better by winning the MAC conference on Saturday. They did this by defeating Niagara 70-62. For the season, those ladies were 31-1, holding a 20-0 conference record. Of course, UConn men and women are in the NCAA basketball tournament coming up. On the men's side, they took it to Marquette for the Big East title in for the eighth time.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It's unbelievable. Overall, the state has three schools in the NCAA tournament. That's Fairfield, UConn, and Yale, who is the Ivy League champion, winning a nail-biter 61-60.
Nice. I always love picking the Connecticut schools in my bracket. I think the Huskies is probably the easy one, but I like picking all of them.
You think that's the easy one? Okay. Looking at the NCAA ladies' side, North Carolina is number one, Fairfield 13, and in the Albany 1 bracket. In the Albany 2 side, we find Iowa as number one. Moving over to Portland 3 bracket, it's number one USC. Number 8 is Syracuse. 2 is Ohio State. And our Lady Huskers are number 3. Let's see, moving on. In Portland 4, Texas is number 1. Alabama number 8. Florida State number 9. And will face each other in the opening round. In the playoff rounds to start off, Sacred Heart will be in a playoff against Presbyterian, and Holy Cross of Massachusetts will tip off against Utah Martin.
So Connecticut's got some good representation in, in the men
absolutely.
And the women tournaments.
But remember, though, Sacred Heart is on a
play-in game, right?
That's right.
Which is on Wednesday night, and if they win that, then they get into the big bracket.
The tournament bracket on the men's side is divided by East, Southwest, and Midwest. Starting in the East, it's UConn is number one, with Yale at number 13. North Carolina is number one in the West bracket, with number 2 Arizona, 3 Baylor. In the Midwest group, it's number 1 is Purdue, with St. Peter's, Texas, South Carolina, and Kansas. And then in the South bracket, it's number 1 Houston, with Duke, Marquette, Florida, and Texas Tech. In a playdown, it's Wagner from Staten Island, New York. They will tip off against Howard University. It starts on Thursday, and the ladies start on Wednesday. And just as a quick footnote, the AP poll, it's UConn number 1, Houston number 2, Purdue number 3, Iowa State as number 4, and North Carolina as number 5.
Nice. It's always exciting. I love watching these early rounds, the beginning of the tournament. The games are just unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, it's comical that you say that, because number 1, the first part of it is really exciting, because you don't know what's going to happen. And then, of course, the real excitement at the end.
Yeah, definitely.
Down in the middle is kind of, well, iffy.
Right. Yep, so. I got to go fill out my bracket. Talking sports on a Monday with our friend the Vin Cerullo, and we're talking high school right now in the 6 o'clock hour.
Yes, we are. And unfortunately, we need to start off by mentioning the passing of longtime West Haven football coach Ed McCarthy. Ed is a Hall of Famer here in the state of Connecticut. He retired in 2015, and he amassed 331 wins and 7 state titles while coaching at St. Joe's and West Haven High School. And he coached for the sport for 44 years.
Wow.
He will be sadly missed, absolutely. On a happier note, Connard is the 2024 Division III ice hockey champion by defeating the co-op squad of Bethel and Brookfield in boys hockey. In Division II, it's number 1 Cheshire, and they will face off against number 15 East Haven later this evening, 7 p.m. at Quinnipiac University. The Division I game will witness Notre Dame of West Haven, who is ranked as number 2, going up against New Canaan, number 1, tomorrow at 7 p.m., also at Quinnipiac University. In boys swimming, state champions are New Canaan in the L Division, with 760 points. In the double L, it was Greenwich pulling away with 852 points. Pomerog, the Class M champion, with 890 points. And finally, Weston was crowned the Class S champion while collecting 577 points.
Wow.
In the cheerleading competition, the double L champion is Danbury, winning with 98.10 points. East Lyme is the champion in the L class with 93.25 points. In Class M, those champions are as Plainfield with 94.30 points, and the Class S champion is Ansonia, collecting 80.30 points. Let's not forget basketball. On both the boys' and the girls' side, these championships were played this past Saturday and Sunday at Mohegan Sun Arena. Starting with the boys, there were five divisions. In Division 5, it was Old Lyme over Coventry, 55-42, to win that championship. In Division 4, this championship went to Innovation with the win over Cherney Tech, 55-48. Bunnell took Division 3 championship with their 45-40 victory over Lewis Mills. Windsor captured the Division 2 championship by defeating West Haven in a close one, 59-57. And in Division 1, it was Notre Dame or West Haven playing a perfect season by winning their game over Notre Dame of Fairfield, 73-71, to capture that championship. On the girls' side, in the class brackets, we had Class S Summers capturing that championship over Thomaston, 56-43. The Class M championship is St. Paul Catholic with their win over Wyndham, 49-42. Northwest Catholic captured the Class Double M championship from Sheehan, 43-37. And it was Simsbury defeating Holy Cross, 55-40, to win the Class L championship. And finally, in Class Double L, it was Hamden over their crosstown rivals, Sacred Heart Academy, 46-40. Congratulations to all the champions. Well deserved. It was a great season and the great culmination at Mohegan Sun.
Yeah, that's awesome they get to play at Mohegan, too. We had some March Madness on the high school level.
Oh, absolutely. No question about it. That kicks it off.
That's great. All right. Thanks so much, Ben. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, Kevin. Looking forward to it.